Yo. 1 2 1 2. What it do? It's your boy Skeeter Steve.
Dom Cruz.
And welcome to another episode of Lace Rhymes, where we giving it to you for the culture and by the culture. Oh yeah, back in this motherfucker again. NBA.
Mm-hmm.
Playoff season.
Yeah.
Yes, man. Kind of bomb. Lakers lost tonight, though, but it's all right, though. We gonna handle work come Friday. We in LA. It's over for them. It's over for them. Mm-hmm. Fucking New York pulled it off, but I figured that was gonna do that.
Yeah.
New York pulled it off. I think the wackest series by far had to been the Nuggets and
Timberwolves.
Yes. Yeah. Terrible.
Yeah.
Fucking just boo boo. Yeah, that one boo boo. But the one that's catching my eye right now, these motherfucking Warriors and Kings.
Oh yeah, definitely, 100%.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
And shit, while we doing the show, the game is going on right now though. Yeah. But my thing is, I'm gonna have to say this: whoever wins tonight is winning the series. Mm. Because the Warriors, I mean, they solid. And I mean, I'm not going to lie, I did kind of underestimate the Kings. But they're a young, hungry team.
Yeah.
They want that shit.
Yeah.
And the last few games they've been playing against them been so close. Just like the last one when the Warriors had won, the Warriors only won by a point.
Yeah.
By one
fucking
point.
It's like an 8-point difference.
Shit. Yeah, man, and I hate to say this too. Miami about to get Milwaukee up out of there.
Oh yeah.
They're about to get them up out of there.
Yeah, I mean they're winning right now.
Oh shit.
The Bucks is.
Damn. Oh, the Bucks winning?
Yeah,
surprisingly, what?
If Giannis playing, I'm never counting Giannis out.
Yeah. But it just sucks though because they need him.
Oh yeah, definitely. Hell yeah.
Like if you don't have Giannis, there's nothing, and that's why I kind of like the playoffs because you get to see certain teams getting exposed, like Memphis. Like I'm not gonna say they're good, but they're solid, and we didn't expose them. We exposed them.
Oh yeah.
Like,
oh yeah,
bad.
Yeah, it's to the point. Like, I'm like, this Laker team is better than what we expect. Because
bro,
Memphis should not be having this problem,
bro. Yes, man.
Are.
That's why when that trade came through and we made all the moves, everybody was like, "What the fuck?" But the more and more you started seeing them play, it made sense.
Yeah, because I was like, "What the fuck?" Maybe they're getting ready for next season.
Yeah, man. And I'm gonna say this right now, that boy Austin Reeves, he about to be a motherfucking problem.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. 100%. Yeah.
White boy can jump and can shoot.
Yep.
And giving you the no-look passes. Mm. Woo.
And LeBron trust him. If LeBron can trust you, yo.
Bruh, yeah. Yeah, LeBron. Yeah. Now I might have to say this. Before he retired, LeBron going to get one more ring.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow.
Yeah, I think so. If it's not this season, I guarantee next season, especially with all the pieces that the Lakers got now. And then, hopefully, God willing, if we finally, they give up Kyrie and Kyrie come to the Lakers. Oh, yeah. he got a 5-piece for sure. Definitely for sure. And you know what, though? I wasn't the biggest LeBron fan when he came into the league, but he had to grow on me. That was my thing because, you know, it was so much hype around him.
Oh, yeah.
And then especially at that time, Kobe was playing. But here's the crazy part. When LeBron was playing and Kobe was playing, Kobe didn't even hit his prime yet.
Nah.
That was the crazy part.
Yeah, definitely true.
Yeah. He didn't even hit his prime yet. So we didn't even get prime Kobe. Like, when did LeBron get into the league? 03?
Yep,
yeah.
03, yeah.
Yep. That was when Kobe was still on the three-peat run with Shaq, and Shaq was the guy over there.
Yep, 100%.
Yeah, so you know, as time progressed, like, you know, he got the girl on me, and then when he became a Laker, I'm like, okay, I'm fucking with you.
That's what a lot of Laker fans say.
Yeah, I'm fucking with you. But it's like, even when he was playing, like, when he was with the Heat, then he left and went back to Cleveland. I'm all like, okay, not bad. Got a chip for his hometown. But this was still when Kobe was in the league. And I want to say, was that his last year? I want to believe when they had won.
No, his last year was 2016. Oh, yeah, it could have been.
Yeah, I want to believe it was.
You're right.
Because that was that same year when the Warriors broke the Bulls record.
Yeah, you're right.
And Cleveland came back from the 3-1 deficit and won.
He did do it that year. Yep, you're right. Mm-hmm.
No, yeah, so. And then, shit, the numbers he put up from the last game. Man, put that nigga Dylan Brooks on hush mode. Nigga, how you the least favorite on the team? You're not putting any points, but want to talk the most trash.
I guess he wanted his name in there.
I guess so, and he got what he wanted.
He didn't.
Yeah, him, definitely. For sure. Well, all right, let's get into it. Honorable mention for this week. You know what I'm saying? We always do honorable mentions. You know, things that goes on within the culture or, you know, outside of the culture, and we highlighting those. So, but this honorable mention, I think it was justifiable and worthy. Chance the Rapper announced Acid Rap 10th anniversary concert with Saba. And you know what? Motherfuckers need to stop sleeping on Saba, bro. Saba is real nice with it. Like, I got put on the Saba, I want to say, back in 2015. With his first project, the Stony Project, fucking amazing. Yeah, man, but I'm glad he's on the bill with him, though. But nonetheless, Chance the Rapper has announced a special concert to celebrate the 10th anniversary of his breakout mixtape, Acid Rap, and Saba is coming along for the ride. After teasing the show earlier this year, Chance formally announced a performance this past Tuesday, with the celebratory concert taking place at the Chicago's United Center on August 19th. Tickets will be available this Friday, with the pre-sale going live, which it was today, this Wednesday. The Saba, who appeared on the Acid Rap Standout, Everybody's Something, and also seen his career go from strength to strength over the last decade, will join Chance on stage with tonight's special guest. And I'm not going to front. Y'all keep calling Acid Rap an album. Acid Rap was not an album. Let's just be clear. Acid Rap is a mixtape. And that's how I got put on him. You know, end of 2013, going into 14, mixtape still heavy. You know, he comes out with Acid Rap, fucking good ass intro, Pusha Man, fucking... He got a lot of joints on that motherfucker, man. Mm-hmm. Like, Acid Rap, it goes down as one of the dopest in a classic mixtape, for sure. Definitely justifiable, but, I mean, after Acid Rap, what the fuck happened?
You didn't like that I Love My Wife?
No.
What the coloring book? You didn't like that?
Bro, I did not like coloring book either, bro. Mm. Coloring book, like, you get that shit up out of here, bro.
Jesus.
Yeah, yeah, bro. Everybody was on that. You and the bros, you and the bros with me. No, bro.
I love my wife.
Oh, my God.
For real, bro. You get that shit up out of there, man. But, I mean, he's like one of those, man. I'm just going to keep it real, man. Like, you know, everybody, all these artists is getting their money some way to somehow. And, I mean, I respect it. But also, too, man, we were fans long before, you know, y'all, like, and this goes for any artist, before y'all was getting your outside money. Don't destroy the craft that helped you got to where you need to be. And I felt like Chance did that. It kind of went to shit. Like, you know, okay, we get 10th Day. I went back and listened to 10th Day. 10th Day fucking amazing.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, 10th Day was amazing. Got joints on there, Juke Juke. Hey, Ma. You know, one of my favorites. Then, right after that, you get into Acid Rap. And then, right after Acid Rap, that's when it just goes downhill with Coloring Book. And then, right after that, what was the name of that album with the clear disc? or some shit. I don't know, but that shit was trash too.
I be so sick of you, nigga.
Made me just wanna
get
off for real. Like absolute just pure garbage. Man. So he's like one of those, like, man, what happened? But you know what though? Gotta be honest though. And most niggas is don't like to admit this, but I think some of the best music that we get is when niggas be on drugs or when they going through some shit.
That's true. Well, yeah, it's been proven a point with Mary J. Blige. I don't know about men as far as rap.
I want to say men. Okay. Yeah.
Who you think?
Schoolboy Q come into play. Oxymoron. Okay. Blank Face.
What about when they're going through things? Like,
yeah. Matt Miller, he's definitely one of them. Gave us some, some fucking dope ass projects, mm-hmm. you know. And even off the genre of fucking rap. One of my favorite rock bands, 90 rocks bands to be at that, is fucking Nirvana.
Oh, really? That's your favorite rock band?
Yeah, bro. Next to Korn, I fuck with Korn. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? People be trying to downplay that shit. Nigga, stop playing, nigga. Like, for real, nigga. I'm Nirvana, mm-hmm. Korn, mm-hmm. Sublime, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Avenged Sevenfold, Limp Bizkit, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Linkin Park, man, you couldn't tell me nothing as a kid, bro. Yeah. And even also, too, shit, nigga, I'm a fan of 70s rock, too. Fucking Led Zeppelin, mm-hmm. Barracuda, Slayer. Like, I fucks with that shit. For any of y'all try to say that y'all don't, y'all lying. I know y'all lying. Cause shit, even what's surprising to me back in the day, fucking Snoop Dogg got a picture with him chilling with Kurt Cobain. So you know a lot of these hip hop artists were intertwined with these rock artists. Like for sure. You know what I'm saying? Fucking one of my favorite collabs, of course, everybody always go to the Jay-Z and Linkin Park. But before that, one of my favorites is Ice Cube with Korn.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck Dime. Yeah, bro, that track is a fucking monster.
Change the culture for sure.
Yeah, oh yeah. Definitely. Definitely. You know, so it's always those things always intertwine. But nonetheless, man, this is dope. Shit, I would love to go to this. Who knows? Shit, I might fucking fly out to Chicago for this.
Damn.
Yeah, to see a whole acid rap set. Because I'm kind of mad. I want to say 2 years ago, it was the anniversary of, The Cool. And he did a show in L.A. Lupe did a show in L.A. and I miss it. And I was so upset about that.
Yeah.
Like, when you get artists that does shows like that, like doing a full set of the album.
Yeah.
Man, it's like you have to go.
Yeah, that's
definitely
true.
Have to go, man. Yeah. But Chance, you know, acid rap goes down as one of the classics. You know. All right. Commentary for the culture. Wasn't too much going on, but I'ma just say this. This show had everybody in a fucking chokehold. We're to the point. It's been done with what, almost like 2 weeks now?
Has it?
Is it like almost,
that was last
almost?
Week.
Yeah, last week, but I'm saying almost 2 weeks now. We're in this week now. So it's almost two weeks.
Damn.
And you still got motherfuckers talking about this.
Yeah, it was a shocker for some.
Yeah, man. Motherfucking Snowfall.
Mm-hmm.
But, I'd like to say thank you, Snowfall. 6 fucking years. One of the dopest shows on the planet. And I went on ahead and said it. Snowfall has entered the conversation as one of the greatest TV shows of all time. Snowfall, not for nothing, it's up there with The Wire. It's up there with Oz. It's up there with The Sopranos. And it's up there with Breaking Bad. And it's up there with Sons of Anarchy. And if you say it's not, you're tweaking. You're bugging. So let's get into it, man. Final episode. Sissy. Why? Dom, why do you think Sissy did what she did, bro?
Because that moment when she said, hey, are you okay with not talking to me for the rest of your life? When it was that moment, she was like, I got nothing to live for. I mean, if your child told you some shit like that, you got nothing to live for. That's why she did what she did.
Yeah, man, but she was so hell-bent stuck on Alton ass. But mind you, she didn't give a fuck about this nigga in the first two seasons.
Yeah, I mean, you go to love somebody.
She did not give a fuck about this nigga.
Nah, my man's, who's the CIA? Teddy was like, what? Like, you ever been on the phone and somebody said something like, bro, what? Like, why now? Like, what the fuck?
Right,
bro?
Nah, yeah, exactly.
I was irritated for Teddy, huh? I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, man.
What'd you do with Austin? Bro, I'm on the fucking phone.
Why are you still asking this?
But you rude as hell. Like, you see right. phone.
Exactly, man. Nah. Like, for real. And then, nigga could have had his money.
Yeah.
But also, too, he was so succumbed with that greediness, too.
You think it was greedy or was what he was owed?
I'm with you on both.
Yeah.
Definitely what he was owed. Actually, he had $73 million.
Yeah.
But Teddy was all like, he wasn't going to let him walk away with that. Right. And then the nerve of Teddy to have the fucking audacity to say, that's his money, but you wasn't doing shit.
Well, you know damn well that was a CIA man. I can't hand you. I need you to understand that as a black man. I can't hand you $74 million when the CIA was providing me this. This is why I can't let you walk away with it. Hell no.
Yeah. Yeah, this is true.
Yeah.
This is fucking true. Then he go visit her. She didn't say nothing to the motherfucker. Not once, but twice. Mm-hmm. But I felt him on that second visit. Mm-hmm. You ruined my motherfucking life.
Yeah.
You ruined my life.
You the worst mother ever.
You know what? I wasn't mad at him for saying that.
I wasn't mad at it either.
I wasn't mad at him. Now, here's where the controversy plays. Okay, yeah. We all know Veronique, she was janky from the jump, and we didn't see that coming. We didn't see that coming. And then everybody, Franklin should never put his hands on her. But we're not going to talk about how he was at his mama's house and the dude showed up, and the dude said, your partner was talking about selling. So
yeah.
Who went behind who back first?
Yeah. I didn't know he was married.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah, who went behind who back first?
Yeah.
Veronique went behind his back first.
Yep.
Didn't even consult him. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm all like, I wouldn't per se put my hands on her though, but I would have been throwing some shit. Mm-hmm. Then you cleaned my mans out. Mm-hmm. 800,000. Mm-hmm. You cleaned them out. And then the part what upset me about fucking Leon, you confront your boy?
It's not fronting. You wanted my whole $3 million. Then you talking about, some years, I'll be able to double it. Like, nah, bro. Some years? If you would have asked for $1 million out of the three, okay, you want my whole $3 million? Nah, bro.
But hold up, though. This is where devil's advocate play. And I felt like the only reason why he should have gave it to him. Didn't Franklin not get this nigga not out of one but two jams?
Yeah.
And the second one was by far worse than the first one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody's telling you to stop. Like, literally everybody he's kept trying to go to is like, yo, just stop, bro.
And then it really went to shit when Louis went behind his back. That's when everything went fucking down the drain.
Yeah.
Cause he wanted to get out.
Yeah.
He was turning his money into clean with the real estate. And he was going to hand it to Louis and Jerome.
Yeah.
With no problem. But when she got greedy, she went behind this nigga's back. Mm-hmm. And not for nothing. And you could just tell Jerome wanted to say something, but Jerome was rolling with her.
Yeah.
Why? My nigga should have grabbed his balls, or like my Hispanic people, grab your cojones, man. Mm-hmm. Be a man. Be a fucking man. Yeah. And he didn't, but it was just so fucked up how he decided to do that, though. But it was too fucking late.
Yeah.
too fucking late. And then the fact that all that shit would have never went down with Kane if Louis would have just gave Kane the fucking cup. That's all Kane wanted. Kane didn't want them. Kane wanted the cop who shot him.
Yeah, I don't know why she wouldn't give him to him either.
Her being fucking stupid. And letting her emotions get the best of her. But this is my thing, though, man. They left him hanging, but okay. And it's daddy, bro. Fucking dad. You go snitch your son out, though, but this was the same son who gave you a fucking homeless shelter. Something that you wanted to do.
Yep.
Sissy, you tripping, but your son gave you properties to buy out from your old boss that was harassing you.
Yep.
I'm not going to say nothing bad about Jerome because I fuck with Jerome. And he gave him Jim and Jerome's and shit. Louis, your nephew gave you the money that you could get a fucking club.
Yeah.
And they just left my mans all high and dry. And Leon, we ain't even going to talk about how this nigga set you up with them projects over there so you could build your own empire. Mm-hmm. You left this man high and dry. But it was just crazy like how like it circulated towards the end at the beginning. So did you see all the Easter eggs?
Like what?
Okay. We'll start with Easter egg number one. When they finally found Peaches, because we were all wondering where the fuck Peaches went.
Real. Dead ass, yeah.
We all didn't know where Peaches went.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So when he found Peaches, killed Peaches, opened up the safe, $12,000.
Yeah.
And that was that same money that he had stacked to get his first key.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
They walked by the liquor store. He asked Leon for money. Mm-hmm. Go inside to get the drink.
Yeah.
That's the same liquor store Franklin was working at. In the beginning.
First episode.
Yeah, remember that was his job working at the liquor store?
Okay, mm-hmm. And he quit or got fired, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Wow.
And then at the end, when he was walking away, that was the same street season one had begun. Yeah, so it was like everything just went into fucking cycles.
Full circle, yep.
100%. And the same thing, he didn't want to become like his dad. He ended up being like his daddy, bro.
You think so? Because his dad was a drug addict, right? Franklin wasn't on drugs. He just a bum and a drunk.
Yeah, but he got on that alcohol, though.
Yeah.
So he got addicted.
Yeah.
Just like his dad, even though it wasn't drugs, but he got addicted to alcohol.
Perfect ending.
Yeah, man. A lot of people didn't like it, though, but let's just keep it real. That is a fucking harsh reality.
That's what's wrong with all these drug movies. You don't get away. You just don't. I'm tired of all of them. I got away and I flew to a different country. You don't get away. There's no way out of this game. Either murder or prison. You don't get away in real life.
Yeah, and if you do, it's like one in a million.
Yeah.
One in a million.
I promise you, we won't have a story about you.
Yeah.
Because we wouldn't know.
Because when you look at all the famous ones, they either went down or fucking got turned in by CIA informants and FBI informants.
Yeah.
White Boy Rick was one of them.
Yeah.
The real Rick Ross was one of them.
Yeah.
Nicky Barnes. I mean, the list goes fucking on and on.
Yeah.
But shit, though, I mean, we ain't too far away, though. I mean, Big Meechie, he about to get out in another couple of years.
Yeah, he stayed down.
And
that's
still crazy. They still trying to keep him in.
Really?
And I don't know why. Because when he get out, the nigga is set.
Oh, yeah.
He is set.
If you don't think he got some money laying around somewhere,
bro,
my God, bro.
Bro, he is set, though.
Yeah, 100%.
He is set, man. But, like, this was the harsh reality and whew, that ending was just, that was powerful.
Yeah.
Very fucking powerful, man. And then another Easter egg. I love how they paid homage to John Singleton.
Yeah, definitely a love letter.
Yeah, that. And then we could see the spinoff coming with Leon and Wanda.
That's not going to be successful.
You don't think so?
What the fuck are they going to do? They not selling drugs.
Okay, though. But the reason why I'm kind of excited for it, because when they got to that timeline, that's 1991.
Oh, okay.
So in that timeline, and they said, oh, Wanda's getting into the music business.
Okay.
And they still on the West Coast. So this is my interpretation. Guys, I mean, don't quote me on this. But this is when you're seeing gang activity. It was already bad around their time, but this is when you really gonna really see the sets.
Yeah, but they're in Africa.
No, but that's back and forth,
they're
though.
They're back and forth from Africa to there.
No, but they were already back and forth. But you see, when Leon had said, you know, he set up shop, he got a business in L.A.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And Wanda going to be doing her music thing. So, leads me to believe that she's coming back.
She's still smoking that.
Yeah. Sexy chocolate nigga like me. Can't keep a bitch. That shit was so funny. That was so fucking funny. Yeah, man. But that gang activity getting at an all-time high.
Mm-hmm. It was already there.
Yeah. Woo-hoo. It was there, you know, with you know, Manboy and Scully. But it wasn't as bad as it's about to get.
Yes.
It's about to get. Yeah. So, 91, what I'm guessing, within that time frame, we're going to see the rise of the gangs. Mm-hmm. We're going to see the Rodney King, L.A. riots, and we're gonna see the rise of West Coast rap music. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm saying.
Yep.
This spinoff might be good because you're gonna see a rise of everything.
Yeah, as long as it's not in Africa, we'd be straight. No, nobody cares what was going on in Africa.
Nah, yeah, man, though, but I think it's gonna be good because some spinoffs are not as good. Like for me, everybody liked Sons of Anarchy, but I couldn't get into the Mind joint. No, I couldn't get into that.
They should have went with the Black Gang for the spinoff.
Yeah.
I don't know why they did.
And then another one, didn't they do a spinoff with Breaking Bad? What it was called?
Call Saul?
Yeah,
Call Saul. That's very successful. We got like 6 seasons.
Yeah, yeah. I got to watch that. I still ain't checked that out though. Yeah, man. That's my interpretation of it, man, though. But, shit, man. Snowfall, bro.
Great ending.
They fucking did that, bro. They fucking did that. And then Idris Elba, bro, he fucking nailed that, bro. A nigga that's from Britain came down and did the accent so fucking flawless. Mm-hmm. So fucking flawless. Like, bro, he did that perfect. And that show was on for 6 fucking years, man. And I hate to see it go, man. But, I mean, what better way to end it like that? Like, and I get it. A lot of people wanted Franklin, you know, to, you know, get away, you know, clean and everything, though. But got to understand, though. I like how they tied everything in. CIA, his dad being a Black Panther. So we just witnessed in front of our eyes, pretty much, these niggas told the story how our own government flooded drugs into the community 100%. Of Black and brown
100%,
people.
Yep.
This was a great fucking show. A great show. Like, if anybody don't say they don't like Snowfall, y'all are bugging. Mm-hmm. You tripping. But yeah, Snowfall. Thank you. Fucking thank you. All right. Moving on. Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg been in his bag lately, man. Snoop Dogg reacts to a proposed Tupac and Biggie AI album. Snoop Dogg has never been the one to shy away from experimenting with new sounds and technology, but he's drawn a line at the Tupac and Biggie AI album. They caught up with him this past Wednesday, asking him about the possibility of a proposed joint collaboration between the two legendary rappers using artificial intelligence. While Snoop Dogg wasn't woolly opposed to the collaboration, he's not into the idea of the AI-generated featuring his late friend and the King of New York. I don't really know about that with the whole AI thing, he said, because it's kind of like computerized voices, you know, But I think if they could find some old tracks with their vocals and put them together, that sounds better to me. Shit, Eminem already did that.
I was about to say, that's been done before. It wasn't amazing, but it's been done before.
And for me, the whole AI thing, I'm not with that, because why would you want to put two niggas on a track and before their demise, they wasn't even seeing eye to eye with each other? That don't make sense. That don't make sense at all.
Bro, they just won't leave him alone. I said this before.
Or, yeah.
That's the first thing you want to do with AI. Hey, how about you throw Biggie and Tupac together? Like, bro.
No.
Other than we could, how about you could have said Michael Jackson and what's his name?
Prince.
Prince, right. What the, we just go that to first, huh?
Yeah.
Like, come on, bro.
I would have did that, or hell, I would have took Michael Jackson with James Brown.
Yeah, like
Godfather of Soul, King of Pop.
Yeah. Like, that's the first thing we go to. Yeah. Biggie and Pac, like, oh, okay.
No, I'm with it. No, yeah, I'm with you on that. Definitely, and I'm in agreement with Snoop. Like, this, nah, man. Like, y'all can't do that. And once again, and I agree with you, Dom, like, they would not let these two niggas rest.
Forever, bro. It's like, damn, bro, fuck.
It's like, come on, man. Like, do we have to play the Frozen song for y'all just to let this shit go?
TKO.
Right, exactly, man. And fucking exactly, though. But yeah, I don't got too much to say on that, because I mean, this AI shit is just weird. Like, to me, I feel like them doing that is, you're taking the heart and soul out of an artist that put years and years and years amount of blood, sweat, and tears. And y'all trying to say, oh, it's, nah, man, it's, nah, not good. Not cool. Not cool at all. But all right, that's it for our segment, for commentary for the culture. You know what I'm saying? All right, can we kick it? Dom, what we got up first, brother?
At the AJ1 red low top. It's that canvas, right, KO?
Yep.
Back in February 2023, Union Los Angeles teamed up with Jordan Brand, released two colorways of their AJKO Low Crop collaboration for the summer of 2023. The Air Jordan 1 KO Low Bread colorway will release, nodding back to the original 1985 release. The Air Jordan 1 KO, also known as the AJKO, debuted in back in 1986. The KO believed to stand for a knockoff, as in cheaper version of the original Air Jordan 1 High. This is offering the Air Jordan 1 KO Low. A rise in the popular bread makeup, it comes constructed in a full black and red canvas base with red leather swooshes and on the heels. Other details include red Nike logos on the tongue tags and soles with black wings embroidered on the heels, black nylon tongue sizing stamped on their inner lining, a top, a white midsole, and red rubber outsole. Completes the design, looks at the Air Jordan 1 KO Low Bread to release air July 1st at select Nikes and Nike.com for $120.
I'm fucking with it. We ain't got no low that colorway in a long time. The last time we seen a Jordan 1 low, but an OG low, that bread colorway was 2014. And a lot of people don't like KOs, but I'm a huge fan of KOs too. But the fact that it got that red and black, bro, that's a perfect summertime and fall sneaker.
The canvas, yeah.
Yeah. And, yeah, man, like, you definitely can't go wrong with that canvas. And, I mean, even if it gets dirty, that it won't be noticeable.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too.
Yeah, it would not be noticeable at all, man. And, you know, I think, for me, I think that'll be an easy grab. I think,
it should
yeah.
be. Yeah, it should
yeah,
be.
Because I think a lot of people gonna overlook that, the simple fact because it's not a Jordan 1 low OG and it's a KO. And a lot of people are not fans of KOs like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's true.
So I think that might be an easy grab, bro.
About 2-3 weeks sit down.
Yeah, no, yeah, absolutely. But now I know for in the summertime, then black top, I mean the black toes, that might be a hard one because that's an OG colorway.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that one definitely gonna be a hard one to grab though, but that motherfucker right there, that's an easy one.
Yeah.
That's an easy one for sure. And Shit, that'll go perfect. You know, Hoochie Daddy shorts. You know, black jeans, blue jeans. Hell, even when it get cold again.
Yeah.
Black sweats, gray sweats.
Yep.
That's like easy. Like, they made that shit look easy. So what you thinking, man? Is that a cop or a drop for you?
That's a drop for me.
It's a drop?
Yeah, I won't be in those.
Why?
I don't like low top ones, and the canvas don't look right to me.
What? What?
Yeah.
What? Man, that is a cop for me, yeah. Bro. You bugging, bro. Like, you're not a fan of the low top ones?
Nah.
Man, them is saucy. And shit, you can even trick it out. Take the black laces out and put some white ones in there, too.
Yeah, it also look like you about to go bowling or something.
I hate you. I hate you. This nigga said go bowling in them. Get to the bowling alley, start getting your Fred Flintstone on. Twinkle toes in this motherfucker.
About to have the best grip, too.
No, for real, though, man. No, but I definitely think that's a cop for me, man. No, like definitely a super, super cop. All right, next up, Rails, the return, doing this human race again. You know, we saw with his little slip-on joint, so but now he's back with the Sambas, doing it with the Sambas now. After taking a detailed look at Adidas Human Racers Lilac colorway, Pharrell has just announced release details of his upcoming Human Race Samba colors packs that will be arriving next month. Each Samba comes with a style dressed in their prospective tonal color schemes. They will feature the finest leather covering the entire shoe of an inner lining of a premium feel. Other details include signature football boot tones, zigzag stitchings added on the three stripes, mimicking the original Samba model with the Human Race. Embossed with branding on the right shoe, genuine raw hard laces, a top solid rubber, so complete the designs. And they'll also come with a dust bag, extra set of laces, and the special packages. Colors include red, pink, yellow, orange, and a lilac colorways will be released this coming Friday, April 28th, at exclusively of Something in the Water Music Festival ahead of their global release on May 6th. The charcoal white and terracotta makeups will launch later date. All I'm gonna say about these is,
take it off.
Damn.
Take it off. Take it off.
His last Human Racer line was dope. Came front. And when he had dropped those, he dropped those at no better time, where Adidas was killing everybody with the NMDs and the Ultra Boosts. Because it gave you that similar feeling of those. But these Sambas, nah, bro. These ain't it. You know what these motherfuckers remind me of? Remember that old chewing gum pack with the zebras?
Yeah.
What they used to call them, stripes or some shit like that?
Something like that.
These what these sneakers remind me of. And this is no going, like, okay, I could see women wearing the pink and possibly the orange. And maybe the green, but that all red?
Yeah.
No. Nigga, that all red face died back in like 2015 and 16.
Really?
Yeah, niggas don't wear all red shoes anymore like that. But remember, like, that shit was crazy.
No, I know.
That sneaker phase was crazy to the motherfucker, bro.
Coming back then.
Hell no, nah, bro. Let me catch you in some red, some all red sneakers. You my boy,
sexy boy.
You my boy, though, but boy, I will flame and dog walk you the whole fucking night.
Well, I guess you're gonna be upset at me. I'm about to buy the red ones exclusively just for you.
Really? That's how you gonna do?
If I can get my hands on them,
you like them?
Yeah, why not?
If I stop playing,
if I can see them in person, why not?
You don't like the KOs, but you like these.
Yeah, I get these.
Oh my God, bro.
Cause I'm happy.
Oh my God.
Why? 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 Now I have to question our friendship and question your taste in sneakers. Really? Bro, that look like a pack of those red fucking jelly beans, bro.
yeah, I mean, they look cool. What's wrong with them?
Call them motherfuckers a Captain Planet. Ooh, okay. When my powers combine, you can call me Captain Planet.
They might be out of ice creams, too.
No. No. No, 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 no. No. No, bro, no.
So you don't like Sambas?
No. Okay. I've never been a fan of Sambas. Okay. I'll wear Gazelles before I wear Sambas.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So if this was on Gazelles, how would you feel?
I would still not wear them. I would keep my ass as basic as much as I can with the Gazelles. A pair of black and white, a pair of navy and white, yeah, and a pair of red and white Gazelles, and call it a fucking day. Yeah, no.
Okay.
If they did that on the Gazelle, no. Shit, it's bad enough they did a fucking the collab with Gucci, and they had some Gucci Gazelles, and those are terrible. When we had reviewed those not too long ago, just awful.
Yeah,
Adidas trying to do what they can because they ain't sinking water.
Yeah. I mean, those Fear of Gods are fire.
Yeah, yeah, the water is wet. The water is fucking wet. All right, last up, I'm kind of excited about this one because glad he's getting some props that he deserves, man. And Reebok, real ones for this. Reebok, The Blast. Y'all don't know about The Blast? Go and go do your history. This was the sneaker line for ex-Laker, and I still got his jersey, you know, until they traded my mans. You know, before the championship team, the original five was Kobe, Shaq, Eddie Jones, Glenn Rice, and my motherfucking dog, Nick Van Exel, Slick Nick. Laker fans should be thanking and not criticizing Dylan Brooks, you know, after his little stunt. But Reebok has dropped their iconic The Blast silhouette in an appropriate colorway, you know, purple and yellow, based on the primary leather base, while the Lakers purple and yellow combine of a base layer, purple hexalite cushion, and I love their little hexalite cushions on the Reebok sneakers. Make the shoes so fucking comfortable. Love that. Love that. Appears through the visible window while a miniature Vector logo appears. However, this timely arrival could be seen as a tribute to Nick Van Exel, a former brand athlete that regularly wore The Blast in the mid-late 90s. I'm here for these. I'm here for these. These are like one of those sneakers, like, always going back to like what we said when it comes to like this sneakerhead shit.
Yeah.
You don't necessarily have to get everything that's hyped though, but you should have something that commemorating around that time, or even just going back and, you know, grabbing something because it was still part of sneaker culture. Kind of like with Nike. Another shoe that I want to get my hands on, and I seen prices went down, and I'm going to grab them, is the Nike Air Trainer 3s. Nike Air Trainer 3s. Another one that I do want to grab and have in the vault. I want to get the Andre Agassi joints. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, sneaker lines like that. Deion Sanders with the Diamond Turfs. The Bo Jacksons.
Yep.
You know? So Reebok always had, you know, things like that, you know, in regards for sneaker culture. Fucking Deshaun Kemp's.
Yep.
The Shaq's.
Yep. Kamikazes.
Kamikazes. So this ain't no different. And I like the shoe. I actually like it. I think it's fucking phenomenal to me, if you ask me. What about you?
Well, what's the price?
Shit. I want to say the price is $140. I mean, when the Air Trainer 3s came out, they were $130. That wasn't bad.
When they first came out, you said?
When they had re-released them, they were $130.
Yeah, but this ain't no Iverson. This ain't no Shaq either.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're going to say it. So, I might scoop them up for discount. But when you think about iconic shoes, mm-hmm. some of them
mm-hmm.
just need to stay the iconic colorway. Because
Kamikazes,
like, I seen the Supersonic colorway, and I was just like, nah. But if there was the OG black and white,
mm-hmm.
100%, yeah. But from the picture, they look good. Yeah, I had to see them on my feet, but we'll see.
No, yeah, you're right. You definitely right about that. Yeah, I'll definitely give you that. Yeah, though, but I do like how they incorporated the Hexalite.
Yeah.
Because they, like, with the Hexalite, you automatically know the shoe is going to be comfortable.
Yeah.
And people sleep on that when it comes to Reeboks.
Yeah, they do.
But, like, when you see the Hexalite, that lets you know, like, yo.
Yeah. Yep.
The sneaker is solid. That's something that you could literally wear all fucking day. Like, for real. So, I mean, I'm not mad at it. I definitely not mad at it. All right. But that concludes our Can I Kick It? All right, all right, all right. Let's get into it. Check the ROM. Wasn't nothing too much that was out. Mm-hmm. You know, it's been, I don't know why it was slow. It picked up and then it slowed back down again. But here we are. And now we are going into, you know, the West Coast native, Asia. Not this time around. 13 tracks, 32 minutes. What you think, Dom?
I never heard her before, but it definitely gave me that West Coast feeling.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I actually kind of enjoyed it. It wasn't bad. I like the features, you know, with I Am Sue, Boo Blux Clan, Right In. You know, that was actually one of my joints on there. Actually, shit, yeah, it was fucking solid, yeah. And I like her, like yes. Her voice.
Yes, I'm surprised your boy's TDE didn't grab her up yet.
Yeah. Yeah, man. And I mean, this is my first introduction to her, you know, and so kind of made me go back and want to check out her previous projects like Missed Calls Volume 1, 103 AM On One, and Prince's Diary. So, like, she got something. She definitely got some.
Definitely.
And I don't want to be like an asshole to say this, though, but she kind of remind me of Dej Lo, but she sound a little bit better.
I hear it. I see the West Coast version of Dej Lo for sure.
Yeah.
Because people start stealing Dej Lo.
Yeah, but I don't believe it's not no flow. It's a similarity, but a different flow.
Who, her?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm saying people start stealing that whisper and that harmonize.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. No, but this, I'm definitely a fan now, and I want to hear more. Definitely want to hear more of Asia. So, yeah, Asia, not this time around, 32 minutes. I say check it out. It's dope. And you won't be disappointed at all. All right, moving on. Swiss Beats. Not too long ago, they had did DJ Premier had did Hip Hop 50 Volume 1. Now I guess it was Swiss Beats' turn, and he did it Volume 2.
I was wondering. I said, "Where's Volume 1 at?"
Yeah,
I was looking.
Yeah, Premier did Volume 1.
Okay.
Yeah, Premier did Volume 1. So Volume 2, 6 tracks, 19 minutes. On Nas's label, Mass Appeal, which is pretty dope, you know. Runaway with Nas, fire. And I ain't gonna front. This one, right after Nas, I think we got old Wayne back.
Yes, I heard that too. Yeah, I was like, what?
Yeah.
I was like, I thought it was literally an old verse they recorded.
Nah. You got a sharp fuse, bitch, I'm a live wire. I'm trying to talk to him like Paul Feinbaum. I bring the chalk to him, get that boy out line. Real cheeky like a nigga born in Taiwan. Wrist blinging like that. And hey, you know what else I've been hearing? Wayne is on tour, you know, with the Carter. They said Wayne out here looking healthy.
Okay.
Killing it on the stage. We might get some heat from this nigga. And I love the fact that he's doing all these things at a small venue, like an intimate setting.
Yeah, that does make sense.
Yeah. Right after the Wayne track, you got Take 'Em Out with Jedikiss and Benny. That was a good one.
With Scar, too?
Yep. That was good. City Sound with Bad Man Real. If y'all don't know who he is, check him out. That little nigga gets busy. Mm-hmm. He's dope. Fibble Foreign, Say Less, Lil Durk, A Boogie. And the last track, collabs with Jay Electronica. I don't really care about him.
Damn.
I can give two shits about Jay Electronica. Damn. That's just me. I'm not a fan. Like, the only, like, after Exhibit, all that shit, like, bro, like, what have you done?
He did that one, that EP or something, that was, like, during the pandemic.
Bro, that shit was garbage. That was like a Jay-Z mixtape. Jay-Z was, like, on damn near every fucking track.
Snapping.
Oh, yeah. Does that have any replay value? No, because I don't hear motherfuckers talking about that.
If Jay Electronica fans talk about it.
Bro, that shit don't have no replay value at all.
That's going to be in the next classic corner.
No, it ain't. That's when you do that. That's what I will walk away this motherfucker and let you do that all by yourself. When you're done, I will walk back over here and be like, you're done. And if you're not done, I will walk back right. I will walk my happy ass right back over there and continue to do what I'm doing.
Oh,
yeah, bro. Can't believe you just said that. Oh my God, you trying to irk me today. No, but the project wasn't bad, you know, but I like how they doing this, these Hip Hop 50 volumes. I wonder who's going to do the next one.
Your boy Hit Boy, huh?
That wouldn't be bad at all. I would love to see Hit Boy do.
I just feel like, in my personal opinion, I just wish it was based off like decades since they're 50. Okay. I think we should do like 79 to 89, then 89 to 99.
Right.
In 99, 2009, like right. And whatever producer was hot in those 10 years, you know, that's just my opinion they should have did, but who am I?
Yeah, no, this is true. And on the first one, it was dope hearing Wayne on a track with Slick Rick.
That was on dope. The first one?
Yeah, damn, it was fire.
When did that come out? Because nobody gave a damn.
Bro, that came out, I want to say, last year.
Oh.
Yeah, last year. And it was dope. Slick Rick and Lil Wayne did a track together. And motherfucking Remy Ma and Rhapsody did a track together.
Wow.
Fire.
Okay.
Yeah.
MC Light should have been on there.
Yeah, Premier did that with that one.
Okay.
Yeah, Premier definitely did that with that one. Like, absolutely, y'all. But this one, it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. I'm still a fan of, I like Volume 1 a little bit better than this one, but Wayne did snap on that, and Nas snapped on Runaway, too. So, yeah. Hip Hop 50 Volume 2, the EP, but this one was produced by Swiss Beatz. Go ahead and check it out. You won't be disappointed. Now, before we get into Classic Corner, here's a segment that has been going for a minute, but it's time for us to bring it back, and that segment is...
And if you don't know, now you know.
Is it when I get the rap?
Oh. when you get the rap?
Yeah, I thought we was rapping.
No.
Oh.
No. If you don't know, now you know. This is a segment that we do where we highlight unknown artists. You know what I'm saying? Artists that you never heard of are getting a buzz, but you're not formally introduced to them. You know what I'm saying? And so here at Lace Roms, we introduce you to these artists that you never heard of before. And so this artist's name is Ricky Blue. And I was able to check out the album, Hues of Blue. And I can't front. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. The shit was, it was dope. And it was very, very different. Very different. But you was able to check it out?
Yeah, I did. It was hard to find at first.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, man, so... Got about solid 21 tracks. Yeah, my cool. Only thing, it was long.
Long.
If you probably would have chopped out like maybe like 3 or 4.
Yeah.
You got it.
Yeah.
But it still didn't disappoint. From Exodus, Oath, Monster, MOM, Free Me. Matter of fact, yeah, let's get into that one because that was one of my favorites. MON, this one, and I just liked it, everything about it.
mind over matter, don't nothing else matter. I love my last, but my new one is better. Doing the dash and these demons is after me. Smash on the gas, ain't no tags on me actually, ooh. Told down, it always get back to me. You want attention and I want the trophies. Started from nothing with no one but Cody. Linked up with free, now it's feast for the homies. Till I put up in that steamer, these stripes like a zebra. Can't seem to get rid of them, huh? She trying to tell me she need me, but I'm finna leave her. The cycle repeating, I'm stuck. It ain't no way I can keep her without. She a eater, she making the meter go up. Media man in the hood with a love. Straight out the grove with the fiends and the drugs. What's mine with a sin, what I made with my hands. Give you a play, man, I did what I can. Niggas is service, they dreading the sand. Started back praying, he gave me a plan. Niggas is playing, I paint what I'm saying.
When I got to that, I was like, oh, this shit smooth. Stupid. Smooth and stupid. Yep, and then right after that, you got Free Me.
Yep, Free Me.
Lost Ones. Lets me know he's a wrestling fan. Steve Austin. You know, I just have to say that. Greatest wrestler of all time. Argue with your mama, not me. ZA, Electric Slide, Ricky Martin, Manifesto, 1 a.m., Pieces. Shine, Stay Safe was another fire banger. A Buck, The Plan with Free P, Hamlet, God's Child, Drift, and Leo World. This project was dope. I actually liked it, you know?
Like you said, it just couldn't have been, it could have been cut like four.
Yeah.
Tracks.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm, yeah, definitely could have chopped it down. And if it would have chopped it down, I mean, you got one. But nonetheless, he still got it right now. Definitely got it right now, though. And I mean, I didn't mind it at all, though. But yeah, on this week's, you know, if you don't know, now you know, he got an Instagram. Check him out on Instagram. He's coming up. Want to say he got a good following of 14K, and that man is going to keep growing. And I would love to just to continue to follow his career and just see what else, you know, he gives us. Got a dope flow. Definitely dope flow. So, yeah.
And if you don't know, now you know.
Now you know about Ricky Blue. Definitely know about Ricky Blue. So, y'all, don't be no asshole. Don't be no asshole. Go support. Go check him out. Go listen to him, man. You won't be disappointed. All right. It's about that time. So, let's get into it.
And now for my next number. I'd like to return to the classic.
Oh man, oh man, oh man. I hit y'all last week with the classic corner. No, the last classic corner, Wu-Tang. Now, my boy back. It's Dom's turn. You did that. So who's up on Classic Corner?
Man, this is somebody I grew up with in middle school. T.I., The King, trap music.
All right, man, 2003. Wow. Nigga, this was my sophomore year in high school, bro.
Wow.
Here we go. Yeah. Come on. What a piano shout. Come on.
Y'all ain't never seen a dope boy play the piano and rap the same
time.
Come on.
Hey,
I'ma show you something. Bop left and right like this, nigga. Did it. I'm 22 and a vet in the game. Say I'm super cool, still a threat at the same time. Rhyme about the times I invested in Kane. Flesh and pain, every aspect of the game. I'm the answer to your prayers if you're praying for change. So how dare you compare us and say we're the same.
Come on, bro. Come on, man.
Yo. Hey, let's get away.
I'm saying it's your time.
Let's go kick it.
Come on. Hey, listen,
baby. Hey, baby, I was thinking of you.
Hey, what you thinking of me? Hey, hey, come on.
Hey, let's get away.
What's up?
You can make some if you're down.
All right, what you would do?
Hey, baby, I was thinking of you.
Oh,
thinking
yo.
Of you.
Well, bet they be like, I know we tired of the nightlife. He want a wife, he just looking for the right type. Yeah, right, I be riding through the city lights. My hat bent, getting high behind the lack tent. I'm chilling with Brazilian women, heavy accents. They black friends translating, got them all ass naked, ass chasing. Have relations with a minute place. Leaving semen in their pretty faces. Make them kiss their partners with it in their faces. Young pimpin'.
Come on, bro.
Monsters.
Monster.
You just skipped over 24.
Yeah. You know you both be staying down on the road, man. Rolling all the way from Florida, MIA, on up to Duval, on up to Tennessee. A lot of the real niggas be showing love, but you know what I'm saying? I really appreciate that. All the dope boys be coming out. All the homegirls be showing love. But a lot of folk, man, they still be looking like they don't know who I'm in. So let me tell them who I mean. Rubber band man, wild as the Taliban. 9 in my right, 45 in my other hand. I'm in trouble, man. I always in trouble, man. Worth a couple $100,000. Shit is all colors, man. A rubber band man, like a one man band. Treating niggas like the Apollo and I'm the Sandman. Told $100,000, cannon in the waistband. Looking for a sweet lick, well, this is the wrong place, man. Every time telling what I care about.
Damn, bro. This is one of those that's underrated in his catalog. Like I said not too long ago, I did Urban Legend. That is a classic, but this one is definitely an underrated classic. All right, let's get into it. Trap Music is the second album by T.I., released August 19th, 2003, by Atlantic, by his newly found record label, Grand Hustle. Due to poor sales on his first album, I'm Serious, T.I. asked for a joint venture deal with Arista Records to be released from his contract. He was subsequently dropped from the label. In 2002, T.I. launched Grand Hustle with his longtime business partner, Jason Grader, and signed a new deal with Atlantic Records. And here we are. You get Trap Music. First single, 20 Foes. Second single, Be Easy. Third, Rubber Band Man. Fourth single, Let's Get Away. Great fucking picks on some singles, for sure. Definitely. You know what I'm saying? Appearances on this album, 8-Ball MJG, Jazzy Faye, Bun B, Mac Boney. You know, Trap Music debuted at number 4 on the US Billboard 200 and number 2 on the top R&B hip-hop albums, selling 110,000 copies in its first week. The album was certified platinum by the RIAA. Upon its release, Trap Music received general favorable reviews from most music critics, who generally regard it as a major improvement from I'm Serious. And in 2012, Complex named album one of the classics next to The Last Decade. Not mad at that.
Definitely.
I'm not. What made you pick Trap Music, bro?
You know, just remembering his back against the wall when he went to
Arista.
And he said he went to what is his name? I can't think of his name right now. Reed.
LA Reed.
He was like, yeah. Hey, we need a advance on the next album. He was like, okay, go eat lunch and come back. So I'm going, and he came back. He's like, okay, so we gotta do. He's like, yeah, here's your release papers.
Damn, I didn't know they did him like that.
Yeah, and he went back on the road. That's when he started grinding with the mixtapes and everything. And fucking Atlanta gave him $3 million for 1.7, I think, for a Grand Hustle and the other for him.
Damn, and then right after that, it just went up.
Yeah, it went up.
It went fucking up.
Yeah, so that's just a lesson right there. Don't think it's over because one person said no.
Yeah. Because that no is saving you from something.
It really is, dead ass.
It's really saving you from something. Yeah. And I'm not mad at that because right after that, you get Urban Legend.
Yes, yeah.
Right after that, you get King.
Yeah.
Right after that, you get T.I. versus T.I.P. Mm-hmm. Right after that, you get Paper Trail. And that nigga went up.
Man.
I know Arista was kicking themselves in their asses for letting T.I. go.
For real. But they ended up closing anyway.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
But sometimes, like, you know, that's what happens when, you know, you don't want to take a chance on somebody.
Yeah.
And that's what Arista did. They did not want to take a chance on him.
Yeah.
You know? And he ended up thriving.
Yeah.
And what better way, you know, the whole album, just the body of work.
Yes.
From the production of Jazzy Faye, in-house producers, and then fucking David Banner. David Banner was hot around that time, too.
Yeah.
You know, that Rubber Band Man beat. Fire.
Yep.
Fucking fire. And then his four singles, great marketing. Okay, you give us the gangster shit.
Yeah.
With 20 Foes and Be Easy. And then you turn around and give us some mainstream hits with Rubber Band Man. And then Hey, Let's Get Away, where he had all the ladies in the video. And he had Trina in that video,
man,
too.
Man, man.
Bruh. Bruh. That's why, remember when we was talking about T.I. not too long ago?
Yeah.
It's going to be hard to get that motherfucker out of here in a 20 for 20. It's going to be really hard. If you thinking that you could smoke T.I. in a 20 for 20, nigga, you're bugging.
Are you going on 20 for 20 with it?
Yes.
No, you're going on literally the 20 for 20 show with T.I.
Shit, nigga, if I had the opportunity, nigga, I would back T.I. in his corner.
Yeah.
Because it's like what we said. You know, his run wasn't crazy. Like, you have people that weren't fans of I'm Serious. I liked it, I'm Serious.
I liked it, I'm Serious.
Yeah. But if you're really, really going to start the run, I wouldn't be mad at people said they starting to run with trap music.
Yeah.
And I mean, trap music, Urban Legend, King, T.I. versus T.I.P., Paper Trail. And then we still didn't even get to the other shit. Trouble Man Heavy. Like, he's still got bangers.
Yeah, I'm getting off the train after. No Mercy is when I get off the train.
But No Mercy wasn't bad, though.
No, yeah. That's the last great one.
Yeah. And then his features. Bro, he going to get them up out of here.
Yeah.
Like, he's really, really getting them up out of here.
Yeah.
Like straight up.
Yeah.
That's why I said, 20 for 20, it's going to be very hard to beat T.I.
That's why he probably hasn't did it yet.
Yeah. Because I'm just going to say it like this. Nigga, Swagger Like Us, nigga, that's going to eliminate like 3-4 songs off the back.
Yeah. Live Your Life, too. That's nasty work right there.
Bro, I got to tell y'all, man, look, I'm not trying to be the old nigga right now, though, but my clubbing days, Hayes, LAX.
Really?
If real Vegas people, y'all know about that. LAX, you know, Rain, Jet, bro, you couldn't tell me nothing when Live Your Life came on. Bro, yeah.
Damn.
Live Your Life was a fucking anthem. That was a fucking anthem.
Yeah.
You know, when that dropped, everybody went nuts in that motherfucker.
Damn.
It's like certain songs.
Yeah, I get it.
And that was one of them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Live Your Life was definitely one of them. You know, so I mean, he got hits. T.I., he got fucking hits, bro.
Yeah.
And then like I love the fact that, you know, you picked this and we was able to revisit, because I mean, like what we said, man, you know, people be trying to hate on T.I. too at the same token. They don't be trying to get this nigga his flowers too.
It's just his shenanigans sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, shenanigans kind of overlooks music. And plus, you know, people that are 10 years old, or maybe even 20 years old, don't know T.I. for what we just said.
Oh, yeah. Because I know, like around that time when this came out, yeah, I want to say, yeah, you're around the same age as both of my little brothers. So, yeah, they were in middle school, like, you know, this whole T.I. heavy shit, man.
Yep.
So, no, I get it. And like I said, when I was in high school, boy, nigga, trap music was the thing, though.
Yeah.
But when my senior year came around and when Urban Legend came out, oh, my God.
You don't know me, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I want to say, too, that 2005, we might have to do an episode on, you know, we might have to do a top 10 on greatest years of hip-hop albums. Because 2005 wasn't bad. Because I'm thinking about it now. 2005, you got Urban Legend.
That was 04.
But that was the end. That's why I'm counting that like way like with Game.
Okay.
Game really, like, it was really the end of 04 going into 05, like the beginning of 05. And even like 05, we were still playing fucking Ludacris, Red Light District, Lil Jon. And then that same year, like going into middle 05, we get Carter 2, we get Bun B Trill, we get Slim Thug. Shit, I might have to do Slim Thug. That people don't give credit though, but that already platinum album. Nigga.
Fuck that nigga Slim Thug. I call nigga. Shots like a boss.
Pharrell did like his fucking oh, thing.
Yeah. But didn't do it for Tiana Taylor though.
Nah, I knew you was gonna do that.
Yeah, I should have been commentary for the culture.
But I mean, it was just small though. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it was just small.
Yeah.
So, and for real, I just look at it like this. For real, was still learning.
Yeah. No, that's absolutely true. Yeah.
So yeah, back to 05. We get Carter 2 that year. We get fucking Lil Wayne. We get Jeezy that year too. So we might have to do that, like breaking down top 10 years of hip hop, like for real, like because some years was a hit and some years was a miss.
Definitely
hit and misses. So, but man, thank you on this pick. This was a fucking dope pick. So man, like I gotta come back with the juice, man. Like for real, definitely. Definitely gotta come back because we did our thing. You had it with this one and the Wu-Tang Forever. And surprisingly, I didn't get no kickback from that. A lot of people was actually agreeing with me. Wu-Tang is the greatest group of all time.
Wow, that's fire then.
Yeah. No, yeah, for real. All right. It's about that time. You know. Glad we got to shoot the shit together. You know what I'm saying? Acid Rap. Chance's last great project before he went to shit. Snowfall. One of the greatest TV shows of all time. Y'all need to let Big N Pac rest. My man want to get these fucking Juicy Red Sambas. Asia. Don't know if you now you know Ricky Blue. Classic Corner T.I., can't complain, man. We did the damn thing, man. You know, it's going to be even better going into this weekend knowing that the Lakers is going to shut the Memphis Grizzlies down. For sure. Yeah, but again, to our supporters, thank you for supporting. Thank you for rocking with us. You know, we always going to drop that shit for y'all, content, you know, for the culture. Sneakers, hip hop, everything that we love about the culture, you know, is here. Go ahead and follow us on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, you name it, we on it. Apple, SoundCloud, Spotify, iHeart, YouTube, subscribe, rate, leave a comment. You name it, we on it. You name it, and we on it. If you fucking with us, leave a comment. If you think we said some outlandish shit, leave a comment. You know what I'm saying? We here. We ain't going nowhere. But until then, it's your boy Skeeter Steve.
Dom Cruz.
Lace Rhymes, we out.